Chairman, you're ready.
All right. Let's get this thing started. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting, November 18th, 2020. We'd like to start tonight by establishing a quorum. Scott?
Okay. Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudell.
Here.
All right. Scott, can you give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation and exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the November 18th, 2020 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Board of Adjustment governing statutes are, shall have the following powers and shall it be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2 is to hear and decide all matters referred to it, which it is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from a mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. Let's go next with our review and actions. Board, have you had a chance to review the last board meeting minutes? And if so, would anybody like to make a motion on that?
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed, and I would move to approve them in their current form.
Excellent. Anybody second that?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. All right, so if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, please stand and raise your right hand. We'll swear you in. All right, do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do, yes.
All right. Thank you. Let me see it. All right, so we're going to begin tonight with the 20-18V variance with John Patterson.
Okay, John Patterson is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant seeking a 10-foot front property line setback, allowing for construction of a 16-by-22-foot garage addition 10 feet from the front property line. As per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 7, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks, the minimum front property line setback is 25 feet for subdivisions or county roads. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 210 by 136 feet in size, irregular in size, with a single-family home built in 1995. is on lot number 17A, located in Williams Landing subdivision. The applicant has stated the following reasons for the variance request. One is the garage addition will alleviate the existing steep driveway. And two, the new driveway in addition to the existing garage will also help the street stall since the new addition will be a side load entrance. And today I looked up and did find four separate variances that have been approved in that subdivision. We had one that was withdrawn before it came through. But lots 34 had a 14-foot front setback from the road. Lot 20 had a back to the property line setback, allowing it to set right to the property line, which was on the core, to the core. Lot 33 had a 17-foot from the front property line setback approval. And then lot 32 had a 3.2-foot from the back property line setback approval.
All right.
So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 20, number 18B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One is approval of a front setback of 10 feet, allowing for the construction of a garage addition. This would allow the applicant to place the garage 10 feet from the front property line. Two is a Division 1 permit shall be required before construction begins. Three is compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So here's our location. Right to the bottom of this screen is the Long Creek Bridge. Then you go out and then you come back in on this little corner. This is Stone County, Williams Landing. And then I'll go to our beacon map if nobody has a feeling where we're at. This is our subject property. Zoomed in on the property. And we got a conceptual drawing that was presented by the applicant. Then I just threw the same kind of drawing on the beacon. Do have some photos. And the other lots, here's 20, and then you had 32, 33, 34. So these three in a row, and then this lot were the previous variance approvals. Does everybody know where we're at? Do I need to zoom out to give you a better feel? Or Clearwater Acres, Long Creek's right here. With that, I would let the applicant or representative take over.
All right. Is the applicant or the representative of the applicant available to speak? All right, go ahead, come on up.
My name is Greg Richards, so I'm the representing agent for the Pattersons.
All right, could you tell us a little bit about this project?
Yeah, what we're going to do is they're doing a whole remodel inside the house. I'm the designer architect, so what we're doing is they want to add on to their existing garage. The partial part of that garage is going to become a master, bigger master bedroom, closet, things like that. So that's why they want to push that front part of the garage out, bring a side load entrance instead of down that steep part, do kind of a retaining up there. You could see where that was kind of how that steepens down like that. So that way we can, it just, the driveway itself, everything like that, it's just, it would make a big difference for them being able to, you know, push this garage out a little bit as far as construction-wise and alleviate that. So,
Scott, can you pull up that picture that showed the projected build on it?
That one?
Yeah. Okay, so basically you're saying that was right on the front, of, building it right in front of the garage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This will be, this is existing up to right here. This is the part that will be added instead of coming down that way to see.
That was the part I was trying to understand the side entrance.
So in this yeah. picture, your driveway.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It'll be So this will extend this out. That way, then where this drops out right here, we'll go ahead and do some kind of retaining right here and actually have a parking, extra parking, whatever, right here. Then as you come around the driveway, I'll just come and make this. Because there's going to be addition on the house that way. And like so just this front, as far as new construction, everything else will be within 5 foot kind of the structure.
So you are building on the back of the house as well, the side of the house?
Just to the left exterior, nothing off the back.
So why is it necessary to build on the front here? Can't you just extend to the side?
No, this on the to the right side.
Correct.
That's where right on setback there.
Okay. Basically. So you have a setback issue there, and did you consider building in the back of the house?
We considered it, but as far as I mean, the whole point is so that we can go ahead and they can actually have just an easier entrance into the garage. I mean, it's just so steep going in. So okay. The design works out that way to be able to kind of two birds, one stone kind of thing.
It seems like a lot of houses up there are like that. If I remember right, that's got a heck of a backyard.
Yeah, like. It's pretty. It's
Scott. Can you pull up the topography on there as well?
So this one is 1,008, I believe, and that's 978. So a 30-foot drop from here to there.
You know how it is around here, right?
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, it's a good, great question, obviously. But.
So you're planning on having a parking spot on the roadside on the other side of your retaining wall?
Might as well. We'll have that space right there. I mean, it's just, we don't have to. Just figured like if somebody's pulling up right there, we'll have that 10 feet that, you know, if not, it's no big deal. And we're not going to let that affect the project, that's for sure.
So your entrance is actually going to be at a grade, what, 6 feet or so above your finished floor level of your porch, existing porch right now?
No, we'll cut that back, bring that all in. So that's why we'll have to do some kind of retaining wall along the front there, along the top.
So there'll be a retaining wall where you're driving in, you're actually looking down at the front door?
No. No, because we'll
cut all this.
Yeah, see, they're going to extend we'll here, but they're going to put right a wall here. Across here.
So that way, yeah.
And then they're going to enter
this here. Being cut out, and you know what I mean, drop down, and you have your finished floor right here, so it'll be basically at that grade. Enough
cut up
so that we can daylight that water out from the front.
How much are you going to cut that down? I think a good question.
I think we'll probably be about 6 feet, yeah. Something like that, 5 to 6 feet.
Yeah, it's going to, because it's almost two thirds of the way up the door.
Yeah.
They're going to cut this out.
Just extend the garage is going to remain at the same grade. You're just cutting out the in front of the garage.
Yes, sir.
Where the setback.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Exactly.
And one of the retaining wall right there. So then the road.
Yeah, it's really getting close to the road.
Yeah. I wonder. Is there a line of sight issue if we've got an intersection close and it's on a curved piece? Can we?
It's further back. That's hence right where that driveway would come in on the side. So yeah, you wouldn't have a line of sight issue.
It's right on a corner though, pretty much.
Can you show us? Yeah, this, mm-hmm. Can you zoom out a little bit, Scott. So I mean, that's the challenge I see. The risk I see is, you know, if you've got 10 foot of parking space, people aren't going to park right up against the wall. So what happens?
Disregard the parking space comment then. I mean, that was just if we had that left right there. I mean,
well, there's nothing we can do about it once we, I mean, prove it. You can park there. I mean,
yeah, that's right. That's true.
So it's going to be hard for me to agree to a setback at 10 foot and then there's going to be a place for a parking spot there because we won't have any control over that.
Like you have any control over the rest of them. I mean, what does that matter? I don't understand your question.
Well, it's very close to the street. People are going to be parking right in the street.
Is this the main egress for there? Do all the cars that live in these houses pass this house?
There's two in. Yeah.
So I've never been out there, Rick, where this truck wasn't sitting right there. Every time I've been out there, that's...
Yeah, but it's... It's just like was just said, if there's a retaining wall right there, he's not going to park right next to that retaining wall where you can't get your